You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Sounds. We are elated that you have chosen this broadcast on this evening, and we look forward to God blessing you. Stay tuned.
Conversation that was going on, and people were talking about the difference between a choir and a praise and worship team. And they were basically just saying, you know, the choir sings, and the praise and worship team, you know, they get into praise and worship. I kind of got into it a little bit. I came out of the back and I said, you know, because I thought they were missing some key points, and I was like, hey, the praise and worship team pulls you into the worship service. You become the choir or a part of the choir. Come on. They pull on you to worship God. They pull on you to praise God. Come on. They may challenge you to raise your hands. Oh, glory to God. They may challenge you to say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tell somebody they'll pull on you. They're like the cheerleaders. A lot of us go to games and we literally ignore the cheerleaders. When they say, rah, rah, shish, kumbah, stand up everybody and cheer, some people will stand up, some people will sit on down and stay seated. Oh, glory to God. All right, God, some of y'all ain't been to no games yet. But there was one particular person that said, I just need me a choir. I just got to have me a choir. Oh, glory to God. And, you know, I thank God because I realize that, praise God, I don't need nobody to sing for me. I don't need nobody to praise for me. Come on, somebody. I mean, if I gotta do it for somebody else, that's fine. Praise the Lord. But I've gotten to the point that I realize I understand how powerful praise is. I don't want to go into worship, but I want to talk about praise. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Because let me say this. A lot of people, and just a lot of stuff that I wrote down, a lot of people in the body of Christ don't think or believe that they ought to worship God or to praise God. Okay? I'm talking about the people that sit, I'm looking down here, I'm talking about the people that sitting right next to you. Oh, glory to God. If the praise and worship leader up here say clap your hands, they won't clap their hands. I ain't looking at nobody. I'm just looking down at my notes. If they say, praise God, with your mouth, open your mouth and tell the Lord thank you, they ain't saying nothing. They don't say thanks. Oh, glory to God. Even though God has been good to them, amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Even though God has been good, let me say this here. Because I one of the things that I begin to talk about the spirit of heaviness. And the spirit of heaviness, that's one devil that you got to kill. Come on. Oh, glory to God, because it attacks a lot of God's people. It comes and it makes God's people feel oppressed, depressed. Come on. Some stuff is just, you know, you can be oppressed, but then you can be depressed. That's long-term depression where the enemy is constantly, he's been riding your back for a long period of time. Come on, somebody. Whooping you for a long period of time, beating you from pillar to post. And the Bible said that God has given us, come on, when God give you something, you need to put that thing on, come on, even by faith. Come on, as a matter of fact, can I tell you something? He's already given it to you. It's whether you want to apply it or not. Come on, it's like, and you know, I was about to take my jacket off and give it to Minister Larry, but I'm not even going to do that demonstration. But when God has given you something, come on, that means that, guess what? You need to apply it. You need to use it. He's given you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, glory to God. All right, God, I don't want to get ahead of myself. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Somebody give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Somebody tell somebody, it's a key.
It's a key.
It's a key. It's a key. Let me say this here. Should I? Okay, all right. It's a key. It's a weapon. Tell somebody, it's a weapon. It ushers in God's presence. Come on. I don't want to do church without God's presence. Can I tell you something? You know, let me say this here. When we have earthly kings, we have when earthly kings come in, when they walk into a room, people honor them. Oh, shoot. When a judge walk into the room, they say, all stand and arise. Come on, somebody. All right, God, how do you want God's presence to be here? Come on, I'm just trying to figure out some churches because, you know, it's like something, you know, because the person was basically saying, I want somebody to sing for me. Come on, those days are over with. Hallelujah. You know, what? There's some stuff I want to say. I'm trying to behave myself. My God, in the Old Testament, the Bible says that when they would give when they would sacrifice unto God, it was a sweet aroma in the nostrils of God. It drew God's presence. Mike, in other words, if God's manifested presence was over here, there's a difference between God's presence and his manifested presence. God's presence is everywhere, but his manifested presence is not everywhere. Come on. If I need something to do, if I need God to do something for me, I need his manifested presence. And so, Minister Larry, act like you lighting the fire over there and you're doing a special sacrifice. And all of a sudden, it's a sweet aroma in my nostrils. Some of you all, you know you can't pass by Kentucky Fried Chicken. Come on, somebody. You smell the aroma coming out of Kentucky Fried. You said, you weren't even intending on pulling up in the Kentucky Fried Chicken. But you smell the aroma coming out of Kentucky Fried Chicken. And you say, oh, you hit the turn signal and you start making a turn. Why? Because you smelt something. I'm just trying to teach today, Carl. Bring it on in. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So it was a sweet aroma in the nostrils of God. Tell somebody it needs to be practiced. Oh, glory to God. Can I tell you something? You need to praise your way to church. Hallelujah. There's some things that praise will stir up anticipation in you. And you know, when you're expecting God to do something for you, you don't sit back and just, no, you praise God. Come on. Because why? When you get to church, when you come to church, do you have a mindset that I want an encounter with God? I want an audience with God. When I come to church, I want to feel God's presence. I've sat up in church long enough without feeling the presence of God. Come on. And so when I come to church, I want an audience. I want to get an audience with God. Yes, everybody can be all around me. Come on, somebody. But I can hit a place where I ain't studying nobody. Come on. I don't even know you there. Come on. Oh, look, it's just me and Jesus. Me and we just all by my, it's all me and Jesus all by ourselves. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. All right, where was I? All right. Needs to be practiced. Praise. Let me say this. A praise simply means to say something good about someone or something. So when I'm praising God, I'm saying something good about him. Come on. There's a whole lot of stuff there's a whole lot of scriptures in the Word that you could write down and learn to say something good about God. I like to say he's the lily in the valley, the bright and shining star. He's King of Kings, Lord of Lords, my God, creator of the universe. That's a whole lot of things that you could say about him. It's boasting about God. Write this down. Tell somebody praise is not optional. Okay, all right. I'm looking down again. Praise is not optional. Oh, glory to God. I remember a couple of years after we were in ministry, might have been longer, a little bit longer, but, you know, people would come to the church and they say, man, people in that church, they show enough praise the Lord. And I said, I had to spend a season, come on, teaching on praise and worship. You know, because sometimes when you get people, when they come and they come from these traditional church, you know, that's, you know, I don't want to, traditionally dead praise and worship church. I'm trying to be nice. You know, they don't want to raise their hands. They want somebody to sing for them. Come on. But tell somebody it's not optional. Because I'm talking about the spirit of heaviness earlier. I mean, I know that sometimes we come to church and we come to church with wars. We know that there's wars going on right now and rumors of wars. But some of us come to church with wars and rumors of wars going on up in here. You come to church with a fight. Come on, somebody. Going on. Somebody say up in here.
Up in here.
Oh, glory to God. And the thing about it is that praise is a weapon. My God. Worship. Oh, see, my God. See, some stuff the enemy can't stand. Come on, some stuff takes you up higher. Do you know that a snake don't like elevated places?
Hey.
Come on, the devil don't like elevated places. You know, you want to know the quickest way to kill a snake? Go higher. Come on up higher. You notice you don't see snakes at mountaintops? Oh, glory to God. Somebody, you want to kill a devil? Come on up. Come on up higher.
You
kill him real quick. Oh, glory to God. They know they can't even transport a snake on an airplane. He'll roll over on his back and die. Come on, the pressure will kill him. Oh, glory to God. My God, this is why in praise and worship, you ought to try to get as high up as you can. Come on. You ought to try to touch God as much as you can. Gave me to preach today. Oh, glory to God. Because if it was up to me, I'd love to have come in here and talked about business. I'm still reeling. I'm still writing things. I'm sending things to my daughter. Amen. But anyways, I won't go all into that. So praise. Tell somebody praise is not optional. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you can't come to church heavy and don't think that you got to praise God. You know, it's like, don't come to church having a pity party. This is what church is all about, so you can get rid of the pit, oh glory to God, and have a party, a real party. Turn to Psalms 22 and 3. Psalms 22 and 3. Psalms 22 and 3, daughter. My God, you know, a pity party, you know, think of that first word, pit. It's where this, you know, the Bible, Jesus said that hell is made up of what? Pits. Come on.
Yeah.
It's a hole in the ground. The enemy wants to put you in a hole in the ground. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Tell somebody, I ain't getting in no hole today.
Yeah.
All right, daughter, read. Read.
Psalm 22:3.
Uh-huh.
But thou art holy,
uh-huh,
O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel.
Oh, I turned the other day to my wife. After the Lord started steering me in this direction to talk about praise, I told my wife, I said, you know, ask me a question. Can God inhabit your praise as if you're not praising him? Okay, I don't think y'all heard that. Read that verse of scripture one more time.
But thou art holy,
uh-huh,
O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel.
The Bible says he inhabits your praises, oh, glory to God. He inhabits your, he lives, the inhabit means to do what? To live in something, right? He will live in your praise. All right, let me see. Let me get a seat. I guess a hurricane in here. So we'll do a little demonstration here. I thought about this demonstration here a little bit earlier. All right. Prophetess, come stand behind me, and I want you to begin to praise God behind me. I want you to begin to praise God. Just stand behind that seat and begin to praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I praise you. Lord,
because there's a verse of scripture that says he's enthroned upon our praises. But one version says he inhabits our praises, but there's a scripture that says he's enthroned upon our praises. So when the enemy comes to attack us, come to attack. Stop! Go back! praise is a defense. My praise is a weapon. Come on, somebody. He's enthroned on my praises. He's inhabiting, he's living in my praises. He's there. I put him there when I begin to praise him.
By this I know that you favor me.
42? Is that 42 and 11?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, 41. I'm sorry. 40. One more. Let me flip. Okay, Apostle. Why art thou cast down, O my soul?
He's asking a question.
And
he's talking to this soulless man. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. When you get the Spirit of the Lord God, come on, he can quicken you.
Yes.
That sometimes that we're just tolerating things and we don't recognize, come on, that we are walking around and we're just entertaining it.
Yes.
We're listening to the enemy. The enemy is messing with your emotions.
Yes.
Emotions. You know, it's made up of two words, emotions. And because the enemy is trying to get you to go into a direction. Come on, get you moving, motion, get you moving in a certain direction. He starts talking to you. You know nobody loves you. Yeah, devil, you right. Nobody loves me. Come on, he gets you talking to you. He gets you saying it.
Yeah.
Come on, you start saying what he's saying. You don't even recognize that it's him talking that trash. That's all it is. It's trash. Come on. He's putting trash in, and then trash is going to come out. I need some water or something. I'm losing. The devil is a liar. I ain't losing my voice. I say trash in, trash out.
Trash in, trash out.
Amen. So he says, why art thou cast? It's a wonderful thing when the Lord allows you to recognize it. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And read.
And why art thou disquieted within me?
Now this word disquieted, it means to deprive of calmness. To deprive of calmness, peace, disturb, or make uneasy. Come on, see, the enemy comes, come on somebody, to deprive you. Your mind was calm, you was cool, calm and collect, and all of a sudden, something comes, oh glory to God, something may stick its head up to disturb you. You don't try to fight it, you just go along with it. Come on, you don't speak to that thing and say, hey, be ye cast into the sea. Come on, oh glory to God, I bind every antichrist spirit that's coming against my mind. You ain't trying to put on the helmet of salvation. You ain't trying to put no armor on. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. You just going right along with what the enemy has to say.
Amen.
You got a garment of praise laying right there on your bed, but you'd rather get in the bed and weep and cry and lay beside the garment of praise instead of getting up. Sometimes you just need to put some worship music on, some praise music on, sing yourself a song. Come on, son. Sing a song to the Lord. Hallelujah. I say this, that verse. Sing a song to the Lord. Oh, glory to God. I bind the warfare. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to preach this thing anyways. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Because we started off in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verses 1 through 3 and we see that the Bible says it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab. See, because some of you all, you're dealing with this and that.
Yes.
See, I didn't say it, but the Bible said it came to pass after this also that. See, because if you ain't dealing with that, you're dealing with this. And if you ain't dealing with this, you're dealing with that. And some of y'all dealing with a this and that and a that and this, okay? Don't ask me to say that again. I could say it again if I wanted to. But the Bible says the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them besides. In other words, let me just make a long story short. They came under attack. Come on. And you need to be able to discern when you're under attack by the enemy. And the Bible says it was told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude. So in other words, they was, because sometimes you can just be minding your own business, enjoying life. Come on, somebody. And all of a sudden the enemy comes to attack. Come on. This is what happens. Oh, glory to God. And so the Bible says that Jehoshaphat feared. He feared. Yes, he feared, but he did something. The Bible says he set himself to seek the Lord. Come on, somebody. The Bible says in Psalm 16 and 11, in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. If you tell me that you don't have a little joy right now, I'll just ask you, are you spending time in his presence? Simple. Simple math. Oh, glory to God. Get in his presence. If this is his presence, and I'm right here, and I ain't got no joy. Get in this presence. Come on, somebody. And there go your joy. You get your joy back. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Bible let us know. The Bible let us know that, let me see, I want to just make sure that I'm not missing nothing here. The Bible let us know that he sent what? His praise and worship team. Drop down to verse 20. Drop down to verse 20. I'm trying to move along here. I know we got communion. Speed it up a little bit.
All right. Verse 20 says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. So shall you be established. Believe his prophets, and so you shall prosper.
Glory to God. Can you believe the word today? Can you believe that praise is going to be a key for you? Come on, somebody. Praise is going to unlock some doors so that you can get some money that you've been expecting. Can I tell you something? Sometimes you come to church, okay, and you won. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. From a breakthrough. And the enemy will have us locked up. Come on. You won, praise God. You won praise from your breakthrough. And the enemy have you so locked up you can't even praise the Lord. You walk out of church without your breakthrough. It's a key. Tell somebody it's a key.
It's a key.
Okay. And so what else did he say? Read.
And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord.
So he appointed singers, because guess what? Sometimes you gotta appoint some singers, because some folks just ain't gonna sing. Some folks just ain't gonna praise him. Come on. And so that they should do what? That they should
praise the beauty of holiness. As they went out before the army, and
right,
to
because
say,
they were an army. They were an army of praisers. Come on. And they went before the army. Oh, glory to God. But see, God had already said you ain't even going to have to fight. Come on. Why? Because he is the Lion of Judah. Come on. The Bible says he's the Lion of Judah. Judah means praise. He's the Lion of praise. See, as you begin to praise him, because I told you, praise is a defense, but yet it's an offense. Come on. He's the Lion. Well, what do lions do? They attack stuff. Come on. They are the king of the jungle. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so as you begin to praise him, as a matter of fact, everybody praise him right quick. Now, this is what God does. He goes forth like a lion. Come on, somebody. And attacks your enemy. Oh, glory. He's the Lion of Judah. See, I need God to devour some stuff. I gotta praise him. I need God to take the enemy out. So I gotta praise him. I gotta praise. All right. You know, we got communion. Y'all better be good. We got communion. Oh, Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. And so he sends, we're going to shorten this up, but he sends his praise and worship team before the enemy. Come on, tell somebody it's a key. It's a key. And God annihilates the enemy. Only thing they had to do, as a matter of fact, drop down to verse 25. Read, daughter.
And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies.
Didn't I tell you it was a key? Didn't I tell you that, man, my wife was seeing money this week?
Amen.
I was seeing money this week. I saw a stack of money. Come on.
Amen.
My wife saw a stack of money with a key on the top. Oh, glory to God.
Thank you for listening in to Kingdom Sounds. Be sure to listen in Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Our service times are Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and Tuesdays at 7:30 p.m. If you have a prayer request, you can send it in to VIPMinistries@att.net. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. VIP is empowering God's people to overcome what's overcoming them and mobilizing them to impact society. Our prayer is that God will bless you and keep you, that He will make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Be blessed.
Turns out that gratitude is actually good for you. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street. This is Breakpoint. In 2014, physicist Michio Kaku wrote, "We are now entering the golden age of neuroscience. We've learned more about the thinking brain in the last 10 to 15 years than in all of previous human history." Well, one particularly fruitful area of this kind of science has to do with, of all things, gratitude. There are plenty of studies that suggest that being grateful is far more significant to our mental health and well-being than we may realize. Time and again, writes British psychologist Christian Jarrett, studies have shown that performing simple gratitude exercises, like keeping a gratitude diary or writing letters of thanks, can bring a range of benefits. In fact, a large and growing body of studies show that exercising gratitude leads to better sleep, improved interpersonal relationships, better stress and hormonal regulation, even reduced physical pain. One notable study followed 40 participants seeking treatment for depression and anxiety. Half were asked to write letters expressing gratitude before the first few counseling sessions. The rest formed a control group who attended therapy as usual. 3 months later, both groups were asked to perform a generosity task while being measured by MRI. And as Jarrett put it, quote, "The participants who'd completed the gratitude task months earlier not only reported feeling more gratefulness 2 weeks after the task than members of the control group, but also, months later, showed more gratitude-related brain activity in the scanner." The researchers described these profound and long-lasting neural effects as particularly noteworthy, which suggests that the more practice you give your brain at feeling and expressing gratitude, the more it adapts to that mindset, a sort of gratitude muscle that can be exercised and strengthened.